is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hey, it's Bran.
I guess I'm loving Hallmark and New Year movies.
Hey, it's a panda. Here's the thing. I think I'm confident. I think I'm liking the New movies.
You didn't say Hallmark.
Oh no, but
so maybe be a little less confident.
Okay, less confident. Nah, I like them.
Hey,
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm Dan, as you said before.
Sure.
We're back in the studio.
We are?
Okay.
And I still despise Hallmark New Year New Movies. And this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast!
Where's the button?
Hi, everybody!
Rusty, that's the thing. We're a little
listen,
bit rusty.
I haven't had to press the buttons in a while.
We're back in the studio together, guys.
We are.
Tracy,
we are.
Tracy, you refused to join us when we weren't in the studio, except for that one weird Zoom thing that you did, and I don't understand it. But Tracy, you're back with us. Trace, how you doing?
I'm doing so good, boys. How are you?
Cannot complain.
You guys smell musky.
Musky?
Yeah, good musky, though.
Did you... It was weird. Earlier, you came around and just to give me a hug, but the hug lingered a little longer than I wanted it to.
Not long enough for me, Dan. Come okay. here.
All right.
Good you know, problem. It's weird. You didn't give me a hug.
So you guys doing good? You guys
doing
ready for
great.
The deckies?
Where are you excited to be back in the studio?
I'm so excited. I have been by myself for a long time.
Yeah, and you have already, and I got this credit card statement in the mail, you've already bought 5 dresses for the deckies.
Yeah, wardrobe changes.
So, yeah, which is weird because we have a rule that you are not on camera ever.
What?
You heard me. We do have the deckies. It's coming up on Thursday. Live broadcast, 9:30 p.m. Facebook, YouTube, 100% free. If you were a double decker, remember Bramble Jam Plus, you get to vote on it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fancy. You never know what surprises we have in store for you. Trace has already bought 5 different, and these are not like $100. Like this is the full boat.
Yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
was one
big boats.
Yeah. that was uncomfortably revealing. And I was just looking at it. I haven't seen her on her, but it does not leave much to
Man,
the imagination.
I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Just a little there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, we got to give a shout out to, who is this?
Baker
We
got
to give a
Street
shout out to
Cookies.
Baker Street Cookies, Carrie from Baker Street. She sent us
in Durham,
a slew.
You want to go? You want
to
go?
Yeah, I'll go to you guys first. A slew of custom made cookies.
Oh, man. Look at these cookies.
A cookie for each of our shirts. We got
look
a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire?
A bunch of other stuff. Here's mine.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of amazing cookies.
There's a full stocking set. Palala
yes.
gets a stocking.
Yep. Yeah.
Bill Abbott
got one.
It was great.
Which was impressive.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to let
it
him know.
Amazing.
We're going to take guys, let's eat.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Oh, baby.
What?
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a really good cookie. Really good crunch. Really soft.
You know what? The folks over at Baker Street Cookies could very well be fans. But I wouldn't put it past them to have made these cookies to get us addicted to these cookies and order more just out of the goodness of our heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, boy, are they good.
Man.
So good. Google them. Check them out. I'm sure they have the Instagrams and the social medias. They do. Follow us on Instagram, baker.street.cookies. Mm. So check them out. Amazing work. Amazing cookies. If you can buy them online. I don't know. But if
no
you
idea.
Can, do it.
This is fantastic.
And if you're in North Carolina, Durham, Raleigh area. You. Guys, remember when we went to Raleigh for our first live show?
Oh, man.
Man so
dude,
cool.
I love that
After
show.
Greenville.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I love that show.
It was fun.
That green room was tight.
It's a great. Mm-hmm. We judge our live shows not by who shows
green
up
room.
Or who doesn't. It's just green rooms.
Dude, it's the best green room.
Mm-hmm. Worst green room.
It was the one that we had to go to Kansas City.
Kansas City.
The one downstairs worst. In the basement. Down
yeah. There. Yeah.
In Kansas City, a great live show.
Great
terrible
show.
Actually,
room.
I'm going to go. Well, no.
No, what was it? What were you going to say?
I think that the GMA green room is not always my favorite.
Yeah.
We're in a different one every time.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we've had to.
We've shared
it with
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's guys, everyone room. Thinks that Good Morning America is great. There's a lot of baggage that comes along with it.
Oh.
You know what? Our very first live show in Greenville was our worst green room. Because it was just behind a couple of sheets.
A curtain. We had to change clothes. Yeah. Everybody's working.
Yeah,
it was
like,
no, that wasn't great.
That was a weird one. That was a weird one.
did have a cooler full of Diet Coke.
We're getting better, though. We're getting better. Guys, we're excited. 2021, I think. A lot of exciting stuff planned.
I switched to you.
We couldn't have done that worse. We've got a lot of exciting stuff planned, Panda, for live shows, book stuff coming out. We have a book coming out in September. So a lot of exciting stuff, hopefully, on the docket, Lord willing.
Early reviews of 2021 saying this is the year of the boys.
Year of the boys. Yeah. So let me get this straight. There's a knock on the door. I say I'll go get it. And you switch to my camera.
I switch to your camera, and apparently you. This is how you leave. You have all this room, and the way you decide to go is through the mic.
Dude, I was trying to go in a hurry.
What do we have? What, who was it?
It's a package. I don't know who. I don't know what it is.
Open it while I do a synopsis of a winter getaway.
No.
Wow.
Here we go.
Just, no. A winter getaway, January 23rd, 2021. It was when it originally aired. And it went a little something like this. Courtney plans fancy trips and dates for rich people. Her boss brings on this new client and says, hey, the person who is heading this up, she's not here anymore. I need to give it to you. And she's like, okay, no problem. His name is Joe. Joe's a billionaire who's taking a solo trip to Banff. And when he shows up, he's different. He's goofy. He's acting like he's never flown a private plane before. Who's never flown in a private jet before? You flew one here today, Panda.
Yeah, I did. Just a little jaunt.
Easy peasy. And so they show up at this hotel. He has this amazing suite. He's blown away. It's unreal. And he finds out, based off of some things that they're saying, that they think that he is a billionaire CEO of this big tech company. And what is it's fully wrapped gift.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. So apparently, this is turning into mail episode part two.
Everybody's been clamoring.
Everyone, the reviews are in. People love the mail episode. Skip you shut your mouth, wear your pearls.
Open mail. Open other people's mail. Just open mail. We love it.
We love mail here. Anyways, everyone, they all think that he is the billionaire CEO of this big tech company. It turns out he's not. His buddy is, and his buddy booked this trip, couldn't go, gives it to him because he just had a bad breakup, and everyone thinks that he's this guy. So he's faced with a decision to make. Do I say, no, I'm just on his trip, or do I go along with it? He goes along with it. And he just rolls with it. He's just blown away by everything that Courtney has planned for him, whether it be the skiing adventure or all of the meals. But he's like, listen, I'm a simple guy. I don't want all this fancy food, and I don't want to have an itinerary for every day. Sometimes I just want to chill. And Courtney's like, wow, you are so different. Can't get over how different you are. And he's like, listen, Courtney, I want whatever you want to do tomorrow is what I want to do. And so she says, well, I want to go dog sledding. All right. So they go dog sledding. They have a wonderful time. He goes to kiss, but they get interrupted by Gabe. Classic Gabe. He plans their next day. He says, we're going to do what I want to do to follow up dog sledding. He says, let's go curling, the natural follow-up. So they're doing that. They're having a wonderful time. He starts to feel bad, though, about the fact that he's a liar. And Courtney, he's kind of falling in love with her. I've been lying to her. What do I do? How do I talk about this? He goes to Gabe for advice, and Gabe is not helpful at all. But he does say, hey, you should be honest. He still chooses not to be honest. Instead, he helps come up with a business idea for her where she shows people around the world and gives them helpful trip tips. He tries to kiss her again. Pulls back. She's like, I can't date clients. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem. The next day, she gets a call. And she discovers that Joe isn't a billionaire CEO. He works for a billionaire CEO. And she gets really mad about that, gets really mad that he lied, goes, confronts him, and he's just like, listen, I didn't know what you would think of me. I didn't want... And she's like, I can't believe this. So she leaves. and she gets a call from her boss and says, hey, you're still on the clock, Missy. So you need to go back because it's Joe's birthday. You were doing a big party shindig for Joe, and you got to go and check out this ballroom to make sure that it's big enough for the party. So she shows up at the hotel's ballroom, and Gabe is there naturally facilitating the whole thing. And she walks in, and it is beautiful. It's set up with a tent just like her favorite vacation as a kid. And he tells her how he feels. They dance. They kiss. We're all cheering. And that, my friends, was a winter getaway.
We did it. Yes. And I've also got this package here. Inside the box was a fully wrapped gift and a card.
We're doing it right now?
I want to open that gift up while I read the card.
I love this. This is so much fun.
Man, we should do a full episode, I think. All right, here we go. Bran, Panda, and Dan, congratulations on a successful season 3. Having been here since the beginning, I like to say I knew you win. From the first pod out of the gate, it's been an amazing, hilarious ride. Enjoy the puzzle. It should only take 6 hours. And I promise I did not take a piece and put it in my pocket. May I be the first to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Jackie Finestone.
This is the puzzle.
The puzzle is awesome.
We are the puzzle.
What?
We are the puzzle.
We are the puzzle. Man, today's been a good day for gifts, I got to tell you.
Man.
I've never had a puzzle with my face on it. This is the first.
Fantastic.
This is very exciting.
Wow.
Between the cookies and the puzzle, today can't get much better.
Let's just light a fire, get some cocoa going, and call it a day, shall we?
Let's take a break.
Merry Christmas.
Let's take a break. Okay. We'll see how we feel after the break, Jackie. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Look, it's busy out there. If you and your significant other both work from home, if you work from home, it's tough to meal plan. So what do you do instead of meal planning? You end up going out to eat, spending unnecessary money, trying to find something in the freezer to heat up. I've got the end to all of that. It's called HelloFresh. Of all the meal services, HelloFresh is the best for a number of reasons. I'll tell you why. One, 23 different recipes every week
that you get to choose from.
It's very exciting. 23 recipes, sure to find something on your list, whether it's low-cal, whether it's protein-heavy, whether it's family-friendly. HelloFresh is going to have something for you. All these meals get to the table in about 30 minutes or less. It's not going to take a lot of time. But here's my favorite part and my wife's favorite part. We get the box at the beginning of the week. We open up the box. We take all of the ingredients out. The ingredients are individually packaged. So you can set up your week's worth of cooking on Sunday, and then it's just plug and play. It's that simple. HelloFresh makes it easy. The food is delicious. Having tried it, because HelloFresh let us try it, we immediately ordered more at my house. We'll do it every week. It's a no-brainer. It takes all of the guessing out of it. You get to pick the meals you want, and it's going to taste great. And guess what? Because you're listening right now, you're going to get 10 free meals from HelloFresh. You got to go to HelloFresh.com/10Hallmark. Use code 10 Hallmark for friend team for 10 free meals, including free shipping as well. That's HelloFresh.com/10Hallmark. That's 10 Hallmark. Use code 10 Hallmark for free meals, including free shipping. You will thank me later. Go get it right now.
What do you think? Should we keep going?
I think we should.
So we don't need to stop for cocoa or anything?
No.
We should probably do the things that we need to do.
Do the things we're going to do because we're talking about a winter getaway.
You got over it? So you're not excited about the puzzle anymore?
No, I still am. I'm over the cocoa and the camaraderie.
Because I'm not over it, Jackie. I want to be clear. I still am not over it.
You know what? I'm tired of being thrown under the bus, boys.
Okay.
This is it. This is the moment I stand up.
I didn't say it. I know.
Sometimes that was not directed at you. I'm sorry if you got the
you
impression
said boys.
That was.
Well, you
it
said
felt
boys.
It felt like it. You know what? I'm over people piling up on me.
I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
I'll forgive you.
Hey, it's time for the hot take.
It's where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. We break it down. We share our feels. Mm. Panda, I was having a feels sesh with you. Yesterday, just kind of opening up, and I was just blown away.
I appreciate you putting those in the calendar, by the way, to make sure I'm not around. That helps me a ton. Yeah. Like, I see them now. That way I don't walk in on any uncomfortable situation.
It was the third time you did it that I said, we got to put this on the calendar.
It. I was blown away once again at how articulate you were, because it's just amazing the way that you share your feelings.
Sure.
What do you think about this movie, pal?
Let me tell you. Can I open up and be vulnerable for a minute?
Please do.
Real really, really, this movie stirred me in a lot of different ways. I like this one, and here's why. I liked Joe a whole bunch as the lead male actor. I thought he did an exceptional job. I was really compelled by his character. I thought the movie was funny. I even liked Contractor. I thought she did good in this movie.
What's Joe's name?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what
Brooks Darnell.
Oh, okay. Brooks Darnell did great. I loved him. She did wonderful. Courtney in the movie did phenomenal. I really liked her. Yeah, Nazneen. Okay,
yes. Contractor.
Contractor, yeah. She did great.
What a name.
Yeah, what a name. And
keep
she
wanting
did,
to say Nanzine.
That's what I, and that's Nanzine when you said Nanzine. Yeah, it threw me off.
Where does this land in, you know, we're four in, we got really one left
one
to go.
Winterfest left.
Where's it at in okay, your,
so
your
I
long
think
list?
I like this one. And this is weird. I think I like this one better than the New Year's movie. I think this one hops that one. I actually, you know what? I would say I have this too. I think I have this too
taking
overall.
A Shot at Love still won.
Yeah, Taking a Shot at Love still my favorite. But I think that this one does a really great job. I think this is better than the Ski movie. And is similar to the Michael Rady one. I think I have this one a little bit higher, honestly. I thought it was really fun. It kept my interest the whole time. I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was great. And then the location, man, is just gorgeous. It's stunning. And then it's just a lot of fun. The very fact that he's a billionaire, I wish they would have, let me say this, I wish they would have played up the fact that he had unlimited resources at his disposal even more. That would have been even more fun. But overall, I thought that was a lot of fun for me. I enjoyed this movie.
I'm in a bit of a pickle, if you will, boys, because I had fun with this movie. It didn't seem slow. I like them together.
Yep.
But it's also the movie that I have the most problems with from a, like, this doesn't make
structural
sense.
Structural standpoint.
Structural lines, plot points.
Sure.
So I'm in a pickle because I enjoyed it, but there's also quite a few things, more than any of the other movies so far this year, that took me out of the enjoyment. And so I'm not sure where I'm going to have this yet on my New Year, New Movies list. But I think I'll just say this, really liked it, had a lot of fun watching it, but at the same time, I was very distracted multiple times by questions that I had inside of my head about plot points, about different things that were going on that just didn't quite gel for me. So this movie obviously has enough going for it to where those things didn't completely ruin the movie for me because I still really enjoyed it. I'm just in a bit of a pickle because I don't know yet how much those things are going to affect where this movie lands. I think from an enjoyment factor, I think it's the movie I enjoyed the most, but it's also the movie that I have the most things wrong with, and so that's where I'm at.
I'm surprised you just don't put Then at One, because if it's a pure enjoyment thing for you.
It's like, enjoyment, but there's also, but at the same time, there was a lot of things that were distracting. Yeah, sure. And okay. So I'm just working through it.
I get it.
This movie's terrible. This is a certified dumpster fire. There is no other way around it. This guy.
Can I ask you a quick question? Yes. Sometimes things are just dumpster fires. Sometimes they're certified. Some sort of certified.
There's a difference.
Where's the certification come from?
The certification comes from a certification board.
Interesting.
The dumpster fire service. So I have the ability to take license and call things a dumpster fire. But when the board certifies it, that's when you know it's a real deal series.
Are you a part of the board?
I'm not a part of the board.
Because that would be a conflict of
interest. The board puts the bullseye up and I try to hit it.
What else do they vote on?
That's it.
Just Hallmark movies?
Yep. It's nonprofit. It's nonprofit.
That is very like. And you, but you're not. And none of us are on that board, which is very.
No, I get a call from the board. They give me the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Interesting. Who is on the board?
I can't tell you that information.
It's all secret.
It's all It's like the MPAA. You can't release that information. This is a movie where there is no playfulness in this lie. I think that's my issue. Is that he decides they're making a mistake. I'm just going to let him continue to make the mistake. And then he's upset about the consequences for it. And what does he do? He continues to lie. So he lies, gets her interested, holds her interest by lying, and then continues to lie to win her back. In fact, lies in order to get her back for the grand romantic gesture. It is just the worst foundation with which to build a relationship. I'm very confused about this tech billionaire on a lot of fronts, which we will get to in the Wait What. The only thing positive, this movie's terrible. Banff looks gorgeous. This movie's terrible. There are so many head scratchers like, I want to go dog sledding or whatever. But the only thing positive I can say is that Brooks Darnell and Nazneen Contractor are both really good. And they're completely right. wasted in this movie by a bad script and by bad directing and by a bad story. It's just bad all the way around. It has to be. I thought that they were a better pairing than Luke McFarlane and Alexa Peña Vega. But as a movie, this is the worst movie. Qualitatively, it's the worst movie. Really, really bad stuff here. I just wanted it to be over so badly. And that's with the scenery and the two good performances. There you have it.
Let's get to the all the feels, the part of the show we talk about what in this movie gave us those feels. Panda?
I think the thing that gives me feels in this movie are the over-the-topness of some of the things that they do. The helicopter taking him up to the top of the mountain.
Heliskiing.
Yeah. And then just the hotel room, everything's just over the top. It's beautiful, and it's just amazing. It made me want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And they do a really good job of that. The lodge is stunning. Like, that is just a gorgeous room that he's in, man.
The scenery's beautiful.
And then, man, it was a lot of fun to watch it. So I think for me, I had just a ton of fun in this movie. Like, I think that was my genuine feel across the board is whenever they have those big moments. I think Hallmark did a really good job with those big moments in this movie overall. I wish there were more of them.
You wish there were more big moments. Lacking on the moments. Lacking on the big.
I feel like if you're a billionaire, curling and dog sling, so like, is, go bigger.
But the problem is that we're, and this is kind of a wait what, but we're in this weird thing because for most of the movie, you think he's paying for all this stuff individually out of his pocket. And at some point you're like, man, your billionaire friend's not going to be cool with this because it's millions and millions of dollars. It's not like they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. They spent millions. If your helicopter is taking you up to the top of the top of the slopes for every ski run and you're private jetting, you're spending millions of dollars in 7 days. Even a billionaire, and then you realize late in the movie that this was a trip already financed by the billionaire and he couldn't do it at the last minute and didn't want to waste the money on
right.
it. And so he just sent somebody else to make sure somebody did it all. So then it's like, okay, so he really didn't care that much about his friend. He did to send him on this trip, but
we don't know for sure that that was actually, so that's the story that he told the people when he called to correct them.
That's what her boss tells her on the
correct.
Phone. He doesn't ever say it.
Yes. So, but they had, she had a conversation with him and yes, that's the excuse. Yes, yes, yes. I believe, you know, I could see a story where he just didn't want to, you know, lay all of his buddy's dirty laundry out on the phone with some lady. She just said, hey, I've had this trip planned and.
Neither one makes sense because one version is that I sent you on a billionaire style trip and you can just run up an unlimited tab, which is they didn't do a good enough job then.
Right. That was,
but the other version is that my wife and I, the version that they give us in the movie is my wife and I no longer can go on this trip and it's too late to cancel it somehow. And so instead of canceling it, he's going to send his bro that just got dumped.
Yeah, but there. If that was the case, though, then why was Courtney not confused as to where the number two was?
I'm just telling you, it makes zero sense.
I think the he movie was just covering up for his boy.
Movie's bad. Yeah. It's just a bad movie.
I think he gave him carte blanche.
Cart came out. Cart's freewheeling, dude.
Yep.
Once Cart enters a room, you're never leaving.
Yeah. Well, the thing is Blanche is already kind of...
Yeah,
you know, squaggly, and you bring Cart on there, and it's just,
dude,
you forget it.
The last time we hung out with Cart, we wound up in Indonesia. You had a tattoo
Don't say it.
It was fun though.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah,
lots of surgery,
lots of laser. That's right. But we don't hang out with Cart anymore.
No, we don't.
Man, he was a guy though.
Yeah, I should say that we don't all hang out with him.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Say no more.
Let's get. is it my feels that you were on all the feels?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was all the feels.
Yeah. My all the feels was the second almost kiss.
That's a sentence that should never be said.
It was a moment where I felt both of them in that moment. I felt this guy. He's had all the signs. You know, it's time. It's for kiss time.
It's time for kiss time.
It's time for kiss time.
But he's also a liar. Just a fundamental liar.
Stop.
Okay.
He thought it was time and she was the one that pulled back. It wasn't, you know, we see it sometimes, but rarely are the almost kisses, you know, I can't do this because of my job. Like, it's this, I want to, but I can't because of my job type of thing that gave me those feels like, oh, because, you know, both of them want it, but both of them can't. You want it, I got it, but I can't have it because of my job type of thing. I felt that for them, and I felt like they both did a good job of selling both of them wanting it, but can't having it. Dan?
No for me. No.
Not a single feel.
No, I got really angry.
You've been hanging out with Cart too much.
Just, yeah. No. Cart always has too many feels. We have to cut him off at some point. he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand how to just control, just limit himself just a little bit.
The time that he drunk dialed, was it Courtney or Kim Kardashian?
Kim. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And he just laid it all out
One
there.
Of a kind.
Cart. We were sober.
Yeah, we were. Completely.
So we were just having a good chuckle. Yeah.
Sometimes we just watch Cart and we're like, what
you
is
have
he doing?
To.
I do feel like we probably should step up because he does seem destructive at points, self-destructive.
Yeah, but a little bit. But what are you going to do?
He's Cart.
He has it. Like, he has it under control. It's just, you know.
He can quit anytime.
A weekend with the boys, though, you have to, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me give it some more thought.
I had no feels. I was angry about the lie in general. We can get to that in the way it was, though. Don't worry.
All right, let's take one more break. We'll come right back here on... That hallmark.
Good stuff, guys.
Hey, keeping your body in shape in the new year is important, sure. But have you thought about your mind? That's where my good friends over at WordForce are going to come in clutch. Because WordForce is the game that you're going to want to get this year. It's a word puzzle app, and it's free. You guys are getting it right now. WordForce is an app that's made for word search addicts or people that just want to keep their mind sharp by connecting letters in any direction from hidden word matches. It's so much fun. There's over 2,000 levels. You will never get bored playing it. It starts easy. It'll get harder. And even someone like me who's not really good at words in general, I can still have a good time with this because there's just so many possibilities. And here's the thing. Right now, WordForce is offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems.
500 gems.
500 gems.
Not a misprint.
G-E-M, not 500 different people named Jim. You're going to get that when you download the app. Just go to the App Store, the Google Store, search for Word Forest and download Word Forest for free today and get ready to flex those brain muscles, crazy knucklehead. We're back, everybody.
I'm Jim Phillips. I was sent over by Word Forest. Is there anything you need? You need to get nothing? Okay. I'll be in a truck.
Hey, I'm Jim Thomas. I was over here by Word Forest. Anything you need?
Hello. Jim Harrison, sent over by Word Forest. Anything you need done?
You know who that bit doesn't play well for?
Who?
A couple people. One, the people who skip the ads. Or B, the people who pay for no ads. Either one, that doesn't work.
Maybe don't pay us money.
Joke's on you.
Dang it.
Hey, let's get to the Wait, What is the part of the show? We talk about what in this movie made us say, wait, what? Hun away. Panda?
Very early on, she has just had a conversation with a guy about penguins, and then her boss calls her into her
penguins.
Office. Well, penguins.
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 Penguins. Penguins. Okay, go ahead.
I said what I said.
Penguins.
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 Much better.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
You get it. And her boss begins to basically say, you know, the purpose of our company is, and they have a full conversation. Yeah. It is, listen, I know Hallmark does this. They're trying to get you up to speed with the dialogue and everything. When we go to the movie, sometimes you and I will go, plot. This is the most egregious example of it, to a point where she even pauses and says, what's the slogan again? And then, like, and the lady finishes this, like, it's bad.
What's so sad is that is one of three conversations where they explain it. The first is with her coworker. The second is that one. And the third is dinner with her parents, where she's like, well, you know, I'm a concierge and I do blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's terrible.
Why do we have to have it? We get it the first time. Good, like, gosh. It's
we
painful.
Could know what's going on in this movie if it was on mute. We don't need three conversations about it.
I don't understand.
Jeez.
this is a small one, but it was just kind of nonsensical to me. As they're, the helicopter is flying off. I mean, it's clearly up in the air. Yeah. They're waving and saying, thank you, which I don't, like, you say that to the pilot as you're getting out, because I've got bad news for you. You can't, no, they can't hear no, you. They nothing. Can't hear you. About his room. Can anyone just go into his room whenever they want to at this $1 million? The elevator's a ding. Oh, come in.
The way I understand it with the presidential suites are you have to have access code to get to that floor, and the elevator opens up to the room. That is how those hotels work. So, like, you can only get up there if you have the card to get up there. So when you call for room service, when they're coming, they have access to get up there. But that's the only way.
But these people are just coming on in whenever they want to.
It's weird that he keeps just going, come in, and the door's already open.
Like, I just don't understand that. Yeah. And then finally, he says very clearly, I have come to do one thing on this vacation, and it is to snowboard. And she has booked him everything to do except snowboard.
Yep.
And
well, she booked him snowboarding the first day.
Snowboard the first day. Yeah. But he was like, I really want to get back out on the slopes. Like, that's what I'm here for. I came to get back out on the slopes. And they just don't ever again. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a couple guys, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So he gets into the room and he's very excited about the rope that the hotel, you know, it's part of the hotel. It has the hotel logo on it. She then says, though, that we provide these robes for all of our VIP people.
Questions.
Yeah.
Which implies to me that it's the company that's providing the robes. And so I maybe it's a what the hallmark, but who's providing these robes? Who's responsible for these cozy robes? Did the massage work or not? Because my guy, he gets down the next day after the massage. He's been complaining. He's so sore from skiing, you know, the thing that he came there to do, he only did one. He's complaining about being sore. So she gets him this masseuse, who's the best in the game. He comes down the after the massage, and it's like, I could touch my toes. I haven't been able to do that in years. No less than 5 minutes later, they're walking down the street, and he's like, she wanted to go do something that was active. And he's like, I couldn't do that. I'm still sore today. I couldn't walk. Like, he's talking about how tired. Like, what is it? Or did it work or did it not work, my friend? It just blew me away. They walk out of the hotel saying, hey, we're going to go shopping.
They start talking
and he's just like, I'm just a simple guy. You know, I want to chill. I don't want to have an itinerary. I just want to go shopping. And she's like, you want to go shopping? I have a car pick you up in, you know, 5 o'clock. They were going shopping already.
I wrote down, they leave to go shopping. He says on that trip, he would like to go shopping and she leaves to make it happen. what are we doing right now? We literally left. Let's go shopping. Oh, shopping was great. Let's go shopping. You want to go shopping? I'm out of here. I'll go make that happen.
But also her going like, oh, let me go plan your shopping trip is the opposite of what he's wanting.
Gosh.
He just wants to go shopping.
Good gracious.
There's a person that's teaching curling who says curling's the ultimate team sport. And I don't know. I don't know the logistics of curling. I just
can't imagine.
The ultimate team sport?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I just couldn't believe it when they said it. He calls Alan in the middle of the night, and I could not believe two things. One, how into the conversation Alan was. He's like, give me that 3 a.m. tea, please. Right. And two, doesn't say goodnight or sorry. No. He's like, great, great, great advice. And I was just like, I guess I'll go back to sleep now. We never see Alan again. Yeah. My last thing, and this was a conversation that happened towards the beginning of the movie, and then we hear another piece of information later that contradicts the very fact that was said at the beginning of the movie, which is this. My guy Joe is calling up Alan after they walk out and say, hey, he's a billionaire. He calls Alan up and he's like, man, they think that I'm you. They think that I'm a billionaire. Alan's like, just roll with it. And they talk a little bit about life and why he's there in the breakup. And then Alan's like, you know, you can come and work for me anytime.
That's right.
And then it turns out he works for him.
Yeah.
He works for him.
Doesn't make any sense. Mm.
Unless I totally missed it.
That's a great point. You're spot on.
He said, come work for me anytime. His picture's on the website.
He doesn't.
His picture's on the website.
It's ridiculous.
Do you think Alan just doesn't know he's kind of out of touch?
Yeah, maybe. And Joe just didn't have the heart to tell him.
You all right over there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry. It was a swallow wrong.
Back in the studio.
That's all I got, yeah. Dana.
I just want to dive in a little further, and I know that you don't want me to, but we have to dive into this lie again. I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. This guy lies about being a billionaire. And if he would just tell them who he really is, he will get all of the same treatment and same stuff.
Yes.
So the lie serves literally no purpose at all. If he tells them, I'm Joe Franklin, a nobody, he still gets everything he's going to get. And if he tells them, I'm actually a billionaire, doesn't change anything. How? What? Why?
I think, okay, so what he says was, even though the lie didn't serve any purpose, said that he was scared that if he told the truth, she would not be as into
him. Yeah, that's well into the lie. That's well in. Early on, he goes, I just like to know how it feels to be a billionaire for a while. That's what he says. You're going to get that experience whether or not
the initial lie served no purpose.
Zero.
He wasn't into her.
Yeah, once you're 30 minutes in, my only issue at that point is he tries to co-opt, look out, he tries to co-op people to be in the lie with him. He calls up Alan in the middle of the night and he's like, hey, what are we going to do about this? Yeah. Well, bro, you're the one that said you were me, not me. And then poor Gabe, he gets Gabe at the brewery. He's like, what are we going to do about this? Bro, this is on you. It's not on anybody else. It served you zero purpose to tell the lie to begin with. You're this far in. Stop trying to rope people in. It's your lie. Deal with the consequences of your lie. I am very concerned that there's a company that's worth $1 billion called CyberGophers, but that's neither here nor there. What does bother me is that company worth $1 billion has a three-person tech team. Three. About us, click. Tech team, click. Three people are running a $1 billion tech company, and one of them's on vacation in Banff, which means those other two are running around with their heads on fire. Everything's going down. What are those two people doing?
It's simple.
Dude, they are.
Cyber Gophers has nothing to do with tech, actually. It is actually more about the gophers.
Yeah.
It's not super tech heavy.
They're
so
just
three
two gopher trainers is
so
all they are.
Three is actually a little bit overboard. Yeah. So
I just imagine he shows back up to like the tech room and there's servers everywhere and two employees are just chain smoking. Seen some things, man. And some stuff.
Server 12 on down.
That was Monday.
Cyber Gophers.
Yeah, like I can't, like, what, like, make a bigger cut, like, good gracious. I mean, Facebook's a $1 billion company. They have to have probably thousands of tech people.
How many gophers do they have, though?
Yeah, not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Much.
They try this beer in a flight of beer, and she tries the very light one on the end, and she says, too bitter. And she's like, no. And then she tries the malty one and she says, two, it's just too heavy or something. And then the middle one is just right. Well, it's interesting, Nazneen, that the middle one is just right because later on in the evening, they show your beer flight again and the bitter one is all the way gone and the middle one is still full. I got nothing for you. There's no way I can help you out of that situation that you just got yourself in. there's one scene, I believe she walks in on him and he's with another person and someone is telling a story and the story goes,
it's breakfast with the boys.
It's breakfast with the boys. Boys, yeah. And the story is, so he goes out, she comes in, they cross paths and just as she comes in, and then we never hear the end of the story. We never hear the end of the story. We don't know. Nobody
that's
knows.
That's a good what the hallmark.
It is a good what the hallmark. You're right.
What? Who was she?
And then last two. One is I'm very, very concerned, even at a billionaire level, about a helicopter taking you to the top of the slopes once, skiing down, and immediately taking lunch. Like, were you tuckered out by one run down the slopes that it's lunchtime already? They get down the slope one time, and they're like, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime. We got to Gotta go do that. Yeah. And then lastly, and this may have been, I can't tell, and tell me what you think. This may have been on purpose, new Hallmark doing a bit about old Hallmark. But the first scene of the movie, that guy who's in all those movies, he's Andrew Walker's dad, I feel like, in every other movie, says, I just don't feel like this romantic gesture is grand enough. I don't feel like flying her to Paris, shutting down the restaurant to eat alone at sunset on the Eiffel Tower is grand enough. That's what he says. Now, that's a bit fine. If it's not a bit, what is happening right now?
I took it more as it's a bit. He's a weird guy.
He's a weird
guy. That's not the thing that's grand for him. It's going to the Penguins.
And then projecting up. He's just, and I think they're trying to just show the ludicrousness of some stars. You know what I'm saying? I think that's it.
I love it.
It didn't play well, but.
No, I think it was supposed to be a funny.
It was not.
It's time for What the Hallmark is, the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
This is just a question. It's easily answered. The dogs in the dog sledding, okay?
Yeah.
In real dog sledding, do the dogs bark the entire time, where it's just a constant, bah, 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 bah. Is that a real bit?
Or I don't did think they any sled dogs bark like that. No. I want to be clear. They don't have a bunch of Jack Russells out there I'm trying.
You're heavier than I thought you'd be.
It's 50 Jack Russells, one person back there, reining them all in. With begging strips.
Wishbones out there.
The history of how I died. Trying to pull humans.
I don't know.
I wasn't sure if Hallmark just dubbed in a whole bunch of dogs barking. It sounded like a dub job. I don't know.
Classic dub job.
Just my question.
Yeah. I guess the most obvious one for me is Tech Gophers or Gopher Techs or whatever it is, the company. What is it? Because we don't
cyber
really...
Gophers. Yeah,
he says just repair. They're a cyber. They do repair on stuff. I think it's the Geek Squad. That was my understanding of it.
Yeah, Cyber Gophers.
Cyber Gophers, $1 billion company.
What do they need the tech team for then? You know, they're going out.
They're admins. They're big. They administrate the Gophers.
The Gophers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just it. They're just a company and how it works and whatnot.
I've got two, and they're both about people we don't get to see. First of all, his former girlfriend of 2 years, Bev, the only thing we know about her is that she left him for a guy with more money. I just need to meet Bev. Is it just that simple? Was Bev just you're not rich enough. I'm sorry. I know I spent 2 years with you, but this guy has more money than you do. Is that really what we're saying about Bev? Because Bev is getting a bad rap so far. I think Bev may be the worst person, I think. Except for the fact that Nazneen Contractor had a client, and I want to make sure I check my notes here, that wanted the entire hotel room painted.
Yep, I have that.
While they stayed there. So do they just sniff in the paint fumes?
They painted the whole hotel.
But he arrived at the hotel and said, I don't like the paint. We got to paint the whole. So did he stay somewhere else? Or did he just huff the paint fumes? Hey, could you make that oil base? I'm really trying to get a good poison on here. Do you have any asbestos chips you could just sprinkle in while we're over here?
He stayed in one old room until they were done with the rest.
But his whole thing was it wasn't painted.
He bit his tongue for that moment.
He bit his tongue,
bit for, his that tongue for that moment. He waited until the whole hotel was painted.
That was such a ridiculous... I'll tell you this. That was such a ridiculous statement that they made that somebody requested that. I Googled to see if that was a real thing that a star has done. It's not.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Closest thing that somebody's done is Madonna requested one time in a hotel room be repainted.
Yeah.
That she was staying in. She didn't like the color or something. I think it was Madonna.
How about Cher, though, with her bubbly water? You don't want to get the wrong...
No, my gosh. No, you don't. Learn that.
Hey, everybody. We did it. Congratulations. We have a double decker of the week, which we're very excited about. It's where Panda does a deep dive into the life, the story of somebody who has signed up for Bingo Jam Plus. Double deckers, as we call them. Dan, who do we have today?
We have Sunshine McCarl.
Yep.
So Sunshine McCarl, yes. Come on down.
So Sunshine has a new, and I'm pretty excited about this, a new pilot that's getting, I think it's going to be picked up. Pretty excited by it. I think TLC is going to pick it up. It's called I Had a Hunch.
Okay.
All right.
And I think you'll like this one, Dan.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, Sunshine goes in.
Okay.
And teaches people how to have better posture. I had a hunch. It's a posture.
So she just teaches people how to sit up straight?
Oh, yeah. But it's gripping because some people don't.
For an hour?
Yeah.
It's great. I had a hunch.
I had a hunch.
But now I don't because of Sunshine.
Right. It's great. Riveting. People who terrible posture.
But is there, do you think TLC is going to pick it up?
Oh, I know they will.
How much money is this something like this cost?
What, to film?
To.
Well, she just grabs people off the street. She
what
walks
if they
up
don't have a hunch? She just looks for the
people with bad posture.
The hunchbacks out there?
Not hunchbacks. They're just sitting bad. Like, you've sat bad.
Well, on the street, I sit bad all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm just very confused.
Oh, you wouldn't. Give you an example.
Okay.
You're sitting there.
Yeah.
Maybe you're eating some pad thai.
Okay.
She sees you. She comes on up. Camera crew's there.
Okay.
They're ready. She says, I don't like the way you're sitting. It's gonna be bad for your
back.
Is
this like a Gordon Ramsay thing? Or am I going to like initially like just be very mean to her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you will, especially knowing you.
The relationship. Yeah. And
by the end, you're going to be thrilled because you're going to walk better than you've ever walked.
It's going to change how I walk.
It's going to change everything.
Man.
Confidence.
I have a hunch this is one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard.
I think you don't know good television.
That's true.
So Sunshine's the host?
Oh, absolutely. She's a posture expert.
Expert.
How'd she get into that field?
Oh, classes. It's a major.
It's a major.
Mm-hmm. Posture expert is a major.
Yeah. Colorado State has it.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Have you gone through the course?
Yeah, multiple times.
You had to go multiple times.
Yeah,
why?
I failed the first time.
You failed.
Yeah, I didn't do great. She kept telling me sit up. I kept sliding down. It's very tough. My feet are weird a little bit.
It's hard to do the one thing that you're asked to do.
She kept telling you to sit up.
And you kept sliding down.
It was a mess. What were you on?
Not on anything. It was, okay, so pants. I was wearing my slick pants. And you know what happens when you wear the slick pants on one of those little plastic chairs? You just slide right off.
I mean, you still have to give it a little like.
Oh, these were. They
really slick pants.
They were slick, buddy.
We'll be back tomorrow with a really fun interview. We'll be back on Thursday with The Wind Calls to Heart. We'll be back Thursday night with The Deckies.
The Deckies.
You're going to want to tune in to that. Until all of those, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.